The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, it's Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at plantersplace.com. And today we're going to talk about easy care roses. As an American Rose Society Master Rosarian, I'm always quite busy taking phone calls and emails about rose culture. I love roses, and I love people, and I'm always ready to help wherever I can. I've gotten a number of panic calls this summer, and no wonder. First, the weather was dry as a bone, and when the rain came, it was downpours that ran off instead of soaking the ground. Then back to dry conditions. You get the idea. It was probably much the same where you live. Many of the calls I've received this summer were about knockout roses. These gardeners have been really upset because some of them planted their roses a few years ago, and they did just fine until this summer. Some of them planted their knockouts this year, and a couple of months later, they dropped all their leaves. I have heard this year that knockout roses are supposed to be insect resistant. I have heard that they are supposed to be no-care roses. I have had folks tell me in shocked tone of voice that the only reason they planted these roses was because they assumed that all they had to do was plant them and forget about them, and now they're upset because their roses look like skeletons as all the leaves have fallen off and their garden looks like a mess. Okay, everybody, here's the scoop. Knockouts and all the easy care shrub roses are just that. Easy care roses. Not no-care roses. Knockouts and other shrub rose counterparts like Home Run are roses that grow large very fast. Most people aren't very judicious about pruning them, and so after a few years they get very woody and can become non-productive as a profuse bloomer. A little secret to these babies? Every few years, prune them hard to encourage nice new green basal breaks, which will bloom like crazy. Besides, if they get huge like that, what good are they if you have to get up on the roof to enjoy their blossoms? Pruning helps to shape the bushes and keep those productive canes coming. Whack them back in the fall and shape the bushes in the spring. Scoop part two. Knockout roses and all roses are living plants, and roses are some of the thirstiest of all. I give my hybrid teas 5 gallons of water delivered with my watering wand every week in the summer if there's no rain. That translates to 1 inch of rain per week during the growing season. The shrub roses are usually very large and could probably benefit from even more than that inch of rain, but the skies didn't do a very good job of delivering that life-giving water this year. So please, don't forget to water your roses. All the folks that had their leaves drop off this year could have prevented that by applying water to the soil around the base of the plant. I have seen a plethora of hips all over these shrub roses this summer, where normally the plants don't form seeds at all. I think that with the drought conditions, they put all their energy into seed production because they felt the need to reproduce themselves before they died from lack of water. That's what plants do when they're very stressed. So if you want your shrub roses to be beautiful, give them the minimal care that they need. If you prune your bushes well and you water well, you won't have to fertilize as often because all that healthy new growth will be able to photosynthesize much more effectively. Old woody growth just seems to languish. That's all there is to it. Water, sunshine, and an occasional pruning, and your shrubs will be just as lovely as they can be. After giving this advice, I still had one lady who said to me, "Isn't there something I can plant that I don't have to do anything with?" So I said, "Well, you could go down to the local craft store and pick up a plastic plant." Sheesh. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.